News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Wow, howdy doody.
Good morning.
So what does 39 mean to you?
39 means 39 years of an interesting life with my husband, Bernie Sargent. It's our anniversary.
Congratulations on your marriage anniversary.
Yes, and I've not killed him yet.
Well, there's always time.
I think it's mutual, though.
Go for it. By the way, my anniversary is tomorrow with Wendy.
That's right. I forgot. You guys are right on.
45.
45. Oh, my God.
Imagine that.
Young married couple.
Oh, we are just going to keep going, though, here. And what anniversary we got on the radio show? Nothing, really.
Nothing.
It's just a bunch of years we've been here. Anyway, it's the El Paso History Radio Show. We do this every Saturday morning in Rush Limbaugh's time slot. And still occasionally we have, it's been a while, but we've had people call up and say, what are you doing? What happened to Rush?
It's Saturday. Wake up.
And that happened twice in my career here. I thought that was really silly.
It's so funny.
The guy was so mad. Anyway, we do the history here. And we are the crowd that says Texas history begins in El Paso, and we know why.
Why?
Well, because.
Because we can say it.
No, but I mean, it's you know, El Paso should use that slogan, not to be kind of like, to put in place the history of Texas. Everything that has gone on in Texas, what happened here predates it.
Yeah.
You go back to 1598, and then the name of El Paso was established. So yeah. I think that's fair. We picked that as the beginning here, although there were explorers wandering Texas ahead of that. Whatever.
Well, archaic period, the Native natives that lived here, the indigent people.
Okay, even if you want to go back to the rocks, we got we got rocks on the Franklins that are 1.2 billion years old.
Dinosaurs.
We got them going on down the street.
A lake.
There.
It was a lake here. You could have skied.
So anyway, enough of all that going on here. But where else can they find us? We got us on.
You can go to ktsmradio.com and click on the iHeartRadio link, and they can listen to us all over the planet live.
We got some coupons from Pepe's today, and if you have a good question for our guest. And or a nice comment, we may just give you one.
There you go. Yeah,
we're not doing a trivia business because there's no way to pick those up here anymore.
Yes.
This place is closed all week except for us.
I know.
We show up there and deal
hello,
with it.
Hello.
But anyway, what do you got there, Mission Del Rey? They're active.
Well, Mission Del Rey's weekly $20 radio show giveaway is also happening this weekend. And for the first 5 listeners each week who use the coupon code during checkout, which is history, they can redeem $20 online extra on top of their bill. I mean, they've got a great selection down there. And, you know, you can go down and check it out through missiondelrey.com.
That's a cool place.
Yeah.
A history moment. You do have one.
Yes, I do. And this is kind of interesting one. I had a good time. This needs a lot more time. Horsepower versus pedal power. I mean, the whole backstory on this is what makes me crazy trying to do these history moments. I get really wrapped up.
You got to be able to jam them into the time frame, but it's tough.
Yeah, but think about that one. Horsepower versus pedal power.
Pedal power. Okay, we'll do that. All right, got history on the brain today. We're going to play a couple of clips from a video called Gunfights of the Old West. Be warned and be aware that they're a little violent, so if that bothers you when we introduce the clips, tune out for 2 minutes. In the meantime, we want to welcome to the radio show this morning a young woman named Bonnie Juarez. Bonnie, good morning.
Good morning, Jackson. Good morning, Miss Melissa.
Hi, Bonnie.
It's great to be on your show this morning. Thank you so much for the invite.
Thank you for joining us. Now, you are the, what's the right term, proprietor, owner, chief cook, and bottle washer?
I am the president of the society. We're the Paso del Norte Paranormal Society, and I'm the president.
But the headquarters, today we're going to talk a bit about your location, which is the Wigwam Saloon, turned into the State Theater, back into the Wigwam. And now you cooked it up as a museum.
Yes, sir, we did. We're very fortunate to be there, and we figured this is a huge historic location for El Paso, so what better place to have a museum about El Paso history?
And the main business you run out of there is your ghost tours, right?
Yes, we do ghost tours, but we're also paranormal investigators. We won't talk so much about the investigating part, but we do our ghost tours from our downtown ones start. They're at the Wigwam.
But the thing is, you don't make a whole lot of money doing a Wigwam museum. You just do that because you want to.
Correct. We are the society is a 501c3 nonprofit, and we're all volunteers. None of us get paid for what we do. And I like to say it's a labor of love what we do, sometimes more labor than love. But it is a bit of work that we do, and we spend pretty much most of our free time there trying to get the museum set up.
I also want to mention that the tours that Bonnie does at Concordia Cemetery help out with the fundraising at Concordia also, so we really do appreciate their support there.
So you do tours all around town.
Yes, we do. We've done tours at Concordia, oh my gosh, now for 12, 13 years, I think, for quite a while.
Well, have you gotten to know the people out there pretty well?
I think we know the cemetery pretty well. Yeah, we do, and the living and the dead.
That's what I mean. The residents. Have you met the residents?
We have on occasion. Yes, we have. Oh, we have had some very interesting things happen at Concordia. It's one of those places that's pretty active.
I bet. And what is the address of the Wigwam downtown?
Our museum is at 110 East San Antonio. And if you're trying to figure out how to get there, it's almost at the crossroads of Oregon and San Antonio. And they've just built a huge parking garage in between the Paso del Norte Hotel and where our office is. So...
And that's
you find that big parking garage, you're there.
Yeah, that's pretty convenient. If you can afford the parking, you can just pop in there.
Right, it's right there.
There are meters on the street there. You're a couple of doors away from the old State National Bank building.
Correct.
I have dreams of hitting a lottery and buying that building, and I want to put a restaurant in the vault because I'm sure they did not move that vault. That thing was so huge down the basement. But that's a great area down. You're in the middle of old downtown El Paso.
We are. We're right there in the middle, surrounded by Trost buildings. And a lot of people don't realize that when the Wigwam was renovated in 1912, 1913, it was done so by Trost, by Henry Trost, who's, if we know, is a very famous architect here.
So you claim that you can claim that as a Trost building, not original construction, but the redo.
It is on the Trost website as one of his buildings.
Oh, that's great. Tell us about the history of the building itself, because... It was built and ran all kinds of businesses out of there. At one point, didn't John Wesley Hardin own a piece of that thing?
Yes, he did. And the original building was built in 1883, and it housed the Fashion Saloon. And the Fashion Saloon was one of it was the saloon that had the first saloon that had electric lights here in town. So it was one of the shishi, very elite, very nice saloons. And then in 1889, it became the Wigwam. And John Wesley Hardin, who is known as the Dark Angel of Texas, that was Leon Metz's claim to fame for him when he wrote books about Hardin. That's what he called him. And it was owned by Hardin, I would say, for maybe a month in 1895 when Hardin lived here in town.
Didn't he get that in a card game?
You know what theory is that there was a young lady by the name of Beulah Morose.
Oh, yes.
By the way,
she's our guest in the second hour. Beulah,
she supposedly helped him purchase the wigwam.
Beulah is our guest in the second hour.
Yes.
Today.
Miss Beulah, I'm sure can discuss
we will.
About how that money came about.
But can you explain where the name wigwam came from?
Well, the wigwam was a Native American teepee or home, and that's where that name came from. And the old sign that used to be on there as a theater, and possibly as a saloon, but I know that Trost put a Native American head with a headset in the floor and also on the walls of the building on the outside, the decorations on the outside. So it was very much in the style of looking like a wigwam.
Okay. Now, what is your background? I mean, you basically have a real job during the week, don't you?
Oh, yes. I have a real job, believe it or not. A couple of degrees, and I'm a kindergarten teacher, of all things. And we are teaching online, and heads up to props to all the teachers out there. It's not easy. And the parents. But that's my 9-to-5 job.
Kindergarten online. That has got to be a whole different world.
It is, let me tell you. And I have 24 students.
Does it work?
You know what? It's working. I mean, it's a learning process right now. We are all learning how to do this all over again, but so far so good. You know, we're working hard. We're doing the best we can.
Interesting thing you got there. Well, the wigwam is more or less, I guess, your love of on the weekends. And when are you open?
Well, right now, because of COVID-19, unfortunately, the museum is not open. If we can have people want to come in small groups, you need to let us know. And, of course, we have to follow all of the guidelines.
Sure.
Technically, we can't be open. But tours we're doing very small, limited numbers of individuals in our groups, basically just to get us out there, still have people aware of El Paso history and keep us active.
But you have to pay rent.
We do, but our landlord has been very understanding.
Oh, good.
You know, thankfully, and he has not given us a hard time about rent. But of course, we still have to pay electric and the electric bill and the gas bill and the water. So those are things we still have out there.
Bonnie, let me ask you: could you go through what it's like to walk in the door of the wigwam now, the museum, and what people might experience when you do open back up again?
Well, if you come in, what we've done, and Jackson was nice enough to come down and look.
Oh, it's a great place.
We've tried to create little vignettes and little sections of El Paso history. So if you walk in, you're going to see it's a big, tall, high-ceiling building because it was a theater. Later on, it was a theater. And we have sections that are after the hotels that used to be here, the saloons that were here, the gunfighters that were here, the brothels that were here, and Chinatown. And then we also pay homage to the fact that it was a theater as well. So you're going to see notable people of each of those sections of El Paso history represented, and we a little bit of history lesson about who they were and what they did and how they impacted El Paso. And then we also have artifacts, things that people have given us, things that we've gotten on our own to represent each of those sections of history. So you come in and you're going to see basically El Paso history in, you know, a nutshell, in little spots here and there. And that, of course, represents the tours that we do as well, because we take you to the locations that we can and talk about the people who were so impactful in El Paso history.
That's really neat. I mean, it's more personalized than it is perhaps the El Paso Museum of History, which tries to cover a broader, you know, scheme of our history. But I think that's great that it's about that downtown area.
Right, and it's right there. This is where it happened. When we do our downtown tour, I mean, we talk about the beginnings of El Paso, how it really, you know, began, what it was, and you're literally standing right there where those things happened.
Are you still doing tours?
Go ahead, Jack.
Are you still doing tours now?
We have started back up at very small numbers just to, you know, get people out there and get ourselves out there. And we are doing a downtown tour tonight. But I have to say, we are basically sold out. We're selling smaller tours, and I can't have large groups of people just because we want to be safe and secure for everybody.
How do they find you? I mean, online's one thing, but tell us that. But also, what phone number should they call?
Well, this is my number. It's 915-274-9531. That's my number, and it's the number for the society.
All right.
And we're on, we have our website, ghost915.org. And then we're also on Facebook, the Paso del Norte Paranormal Society, or Ghost 915 will come up. But I did want to go ahead and continue with a little bit about the history. You know, 1889.
Let's put that on hold for a second, Bonnie. We need to take a break. Put that on hold for a second.
Absolutely, and then I'll talk about it when we come back.
Yeah, we'll come back and talk more. And if somebody wants to get a hold of us here during the program in the studio, Melissa's monitoring Facebook.
I'm getting in there. Yes, I am. I'm there. I'm just right now doing something. I'm going to add to sharpen up the webpage.
I'm watching our new email, which is on Gmail. It's ephistory690@gmail.com. We had a couple of people last week talking to us. ephistory690@gmail.com. We'll take a break. What's that phone number? We can take phone calls too.
Yeah. Call us at 915-544-5876. 915-544-KTSM.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell properties. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call Certified Property Manager Ray Baca at 915-592-4549. Call Monterey Asset Management to discuss your personal financial needs at 592-4549.
A grand in your hand.
That would help out a ton.
Winner.
Amazing.
After winner.
This will be very helpful.
After winner.
Definitely keep me going until I hopefully go back to work soon.
You could be next.
This helps a lot.
Your chance to win $1,000 is coming up. Brought to you by Comfort Keepers. In life, you learn an important message. Your age doesn't define you. You do. Comfort Keepers. Elevating the human spirit. ComfortKeepers.com.
Picture this. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any other possible disaster devastated your town. You're out of power. No lights. No news. That's why federal and state agencies urge you to have an emergency radio. Now you can get a free Dynamo World Band emergency radio. This powerful radio lets you stay informed during any type of emergency. It doesn't even need batteries. It comes with a hand crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The Dynamo emergency radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long range AM receiver, a high sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones or other devices. The Dynamo emergency weather band radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio by going to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com. Or call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX. That's 877-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This offer may end soon, so order today.
You know, I used to think that Medicare was one big complex mystery. What's covered? What's not? Then I made one phone call to United Healthcare and got the answers I needed. In one call, I learned I could combine my Medicare coverage into a single plan for little or no extra money. With the AARP Medicare Advantage Plan from United Healthcare, I get more coverage than original Medicare. My prescription drugs are included, plus other great benefits like dental and 24/7 virtual doctor visits with zero copays. Plus, it's the only plan with the AARP name. So if you're turning 65 or have questions about the mysteries of Medicare, make that one call to United Healthcare at 1-855-283-2895. That's 1-855-283-2895. Or go to GetUHCMedicareToday.com.
Paid actor portrayal. Benefits and availability may vary by plan and location. United Healthcare Insurance Company pays royalty fees to AARP for the use of its intellectual property. AARP and its affiliates are not insurers. AARP does not employ or endorse agents, producers, or brokers.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we need to tell you a couple of things about the History Show. We have a Facebook page, El Paso History Radio Show. Go there and like us, and that means you'll get our announcements. We do stuff every week.
That's right.
Different announcements. Also, we have a TV channel on YouTube. Our El Paso, I put a whole bunch of El Paso gold DVDs up there. You can see the whole darn thing. And I've been doing these for the last 20 years and said, okay, it's time to put them up for free on youtube.com/El Paso History TV. And it includes the TV documentaries that we're playing a clip from today, Gunfights of the Old West. You'll hear about that in a minute. Also, there's another, that's one playlist. You can go there and find a playlist.
Oh, tons of
and
stuff.
It's the DVDs. There's 120 some odd segments total. Yeah. But another 20 segments are on another playlist. And that is our ABC 7 series from El Paso History TV Those are now online there at El Paso History TV on YouTube.com. But these are the segments that we ran on ABC 7. Took about 2 years. Mr. Bernie Sargent was our reporter, and ABC 7 KVIA put them on since about 2018. 20 segments are there. They don't cover all the history of El Paso, but they take a good shot at it, and that's youtube.com/El Paso History TV. So you can subscribe there. A couple of recent subscribers, Carlos Munoz, Rick B., and Larry Kendrick. Have no idea. Thank you guys for doing that. But hit the like button on Facebook if you like, or go to the YouTube channel there. What do you got?
Well, I just want to remind you, I was just listening on the way driving in about Doug Pullen and Andrew Vertok, Andrew Polk, show just before us. We're talking about the Plaza Classic Film Festival that's going on right now, and I think tomorrow's the last night.
Yeah.
Last night, that's right. And the Community Foundation's 13th Annual Plaza Film Festival is going. Was on tour and online with 11 consecutive nights of pop-up drive-in movies at various locations around Metro El Paso and 5 days of digitally streamed films on Plaza, PlazaClassic.com.
Did they just drive around with a projector and a screen
take that big truck, you know, just drive it around
with
the movie theater.
No, they didn't do that.
Well, I mean, they had different locations, Community College, Artavino's, all some really great places. Now, tonight, the Rocky Horror Picture Show and Hedwig the Angry Inch is at the Plaza Outdoor Double Feature, and it's going to be at the El Paso International Airport Hangar 7 Studios, which I didn't realize there were studios out there. Huh. But that's at 8:30 p.m. tonight, $25 per vehicle. And I wonder if it's sold out. But that's got Tim Curry says it. I mean, if anybody doesn't know who Rocky Horror Picture Show, well, you know, get dressed up and go.
You really shouldn't bring any tomatoes, though, no.
No, toast.
Toast.
Toast. You don't throw tomatoes. You throw toast.
That's right.
Much less messy.
Bonnie Warris is with us, and we're talking history downtown El Paso. The Wigwam Museum is what it is now, and it has some great history. I've got a clip I'll play here in a minute, but I'll get to that. Don't talk about the alleyway just yet, Bonnie, because I'll have to introduce that. But what other history can you tell us about that building and that location?
Well, believe it or not, after the turn of the century, the wigwam became the Rialto for a little bit, and then it went back to the wigwam. And then it was turned into the State Theater in the 1940s. And I didn't know it, but, you know, when I was in high school, my best friend and I, we'd get on the bus and go downtown and watch movies. And I went and saw Carrie, the original Carrie, at the State, not knowing that I was in a historic building that had been this super well-known saloon from the 1880s. It's kind of like, that's kind of why we do what we do, because I've lived here all my life. I didn't know we had Chinatown. I didn't know we had the most notorious red light district in, you know.
Well, now, let me ask you something, Bonnie. Where did you go to school in El Paso?
El Paso High.
So you didn't learn any of your history either?
Nothing.
No, I mean, the EPISD,
they
taught me nothing. I went to Austin, but they, you know, and before that, Bassett, and in the earlier formative years, fourth grade, seventh grade, they're supposed to teach Texas history, which is prescribed out of Austin, what you're going to hear. And we heard the Battle of San Jacinto, and I said, oh, we got a plaza. Okay.
Alamo and everything, but you don't hear anything about El Paso.
Well, that's the hard truth here, and that's kind of what we do here on Saturday mornings. We're bringing stories out that people don't know about on a weekly basis. And so when you said, hey, Wigwam, let's talk, absolutely, because that is not only a historic location, but it also lends itself to all kinds of other parts of El Paso history, including recent history. I mean, Hardin had an office two doors down. That's now become a parking lot, and that office building was there for a century and change, and then one day all the cardboard that the owner had stuffed in there somehow caught on fire and toasted the building, and so that was the end of that. And then the building next door across the alley was a bank building, and they testified in the hearings, oh no, it got so damaged you have to take it down. That was also a toast.
Yes, and it was.
What do you know about
that? But I don't think there was anything wrong with that building.
Wasn't. There was a paid architect who told me privately, oh, yeah, I got paid to testify like that. Oh, you num-num. But anyway, so, I mean, there's a lot of history downtown that still is existing, but there's also a lot of history that's just been torn away. That's terrible.
Yes.
So don't let them touch the wigwam, okay?
Oh, I hope not. As long as we're there, we're hoping that it won't be on the chopping block.
Now, you also have some, shall we say, dispirited people wandering around there. That's a very tall basement ceiling as well.
Yes, it is. And if you go in there, you can see the remains of what was the theater floor because it sloped. But, it's pretty active. I have to give a heads up, props to our vice president, Mr. Peter Stone, because pretty much everything that you see there in the museum, he has done that. He has arranged things and put things out. So really the museum looks like it does because of him. So, but if you go down in the basement, we say, and Peter won't go down there by himself anymore because he says that his girlfriend lives down there.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
Well, you offered that to me, and I looked at that. That's like climbing straight down a ladder. I just thought just because of my legs, I'm not going to do that. But that's a long, steep staircase down there.
Yes.
Bonnie Juarez is on the phone here. We're talking as a guest from are you at the Wigwam this morning right now?
We will be in a little bit. We have a guest coming in that we said we could accommodate them, but at the moment we are not, but we will be there in a little bit.
Well, will you do it for private tours and such?
We can, yes. And as I said, we have to keep our numbers like at about 10, groups of 10, and that's our maximum. But we can. We just need to, give us a heads up of what day and what time, and we'll try.
Put that number out there again.
It's 915-274-9531. And I have to say, and thank you, I have to say, because, we don't get any funds from anybody. We don't have any donors or anything like that. It's all us. It's what we make, what we do, and, scraping by this and that, and that's what you see. As I said, it's a labor of love. If we didn't care about it, we wouldn't do it.
So you and Peter are basically subsisting on a kindergarten salary.
Pretty much,
oh,
yes.
Oh, goodness.
And the museum, too. And we have other volunteers. We have a total group of maybe 10 to 12 people who, when they can, they come out and they help. I mean, everybody right now is kind of staying home. But when we do tours and we have large groups, hopefully we can get back to doing that. Our crew is vital. We wouldn't be able to do what we do without them.
Oh, that's great.
We've done tours at Waco Tanks. We were the only state-sanctioned ghost tour that they had out there. We've done that twice, had more than 100 people. We've done tours at Isleta High School four times, had more than 200 people each time. We've done tours at Austin High School four times and have had more than 200 people each time.
Wow.
And why we do tours at the high schools is because we are a fundraising group. We are contacted either by alumni association or a student organization at the school. And they say, our group needs funds. And let's do a ghost tour, talk with the district, talk with the principals. And then we start talking with the community there at the school, investigate, and then we will take you to the spots where we had activity. You can learn the history of the building and the location, but then you also get whatever ghosts may be there.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. And so you've got that going on there, and you'll go to places and give tours. And there is a charge usually on that tour.
Yes, it is $15 a person. That's our price. But proceeds, a large portion of the proceeds go to whatever group we're doing the tour.
The website is ghost915.com?
.org.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. We stirred up somebody at our phone number, 544-KTSM. It would be Carlos. Uh-huh. Carlos. Carlos is now on the radio. Good morning, Carlos.
Good morning to all.
Good morning.
What's up, dude?
Morning, Carlos.
Yes. What year did the Wigwam open?
Ooh.
As the 1883 was when it first opened up.
1883,
That was the fashion saloon. And then in 1889, the name was changed to the Wigwam.
So that was like two years after the trains came in,
yes.
81 to 83. So, okay, that's a very early bar. And that building is still there. That's amazing. Wonderful.
Yes. Well, the building that's there now was the Trost renovation. We don't know how much of the old original building is still there. Now, if we look, this is interesting because we look at old photographs of the 1883 building, and it had a stairwell that went down from the alley outside. It went into the basement. But if you look at the newer pictures of the Trost renovation, you don't see any stairway. But if you go in our basement, that stairway is still there.
Carlos,
so I believe they used the foundation, and the stairway is still there.
Okay, have you been down there, Carlos?
No, I haven't, but I'm just going to say, Polk, I remember in the 60s, my cousin was a fan of Elvis, so every time there was a movie, we used to go either to the State or Capri.
Capri, yes. Mm-hmm. That was the other one. Very good. Yeah. Anything else on your mind, Carlos?
Yes, yes. Well, after that, we used to go to the Coney Island.
Ah,
there you go.
Yes, the Coney Island was there too, yep. And that was your Saturday. And, you'd go see a movie and go to the Coney.
Yes, uh-huh.
Oh, yes.
Hey, Polk.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Bassett Hounds. I went to Bassett and Austin High.
Absolutely. And I was a Crockett kid before that. So
wow. I went to Bassett, and then I remember the Sock Hops. Did you ever go to
them? Oh, yeah, in that cafeteria there at Bassett.
Yes,
I learned how to hop in my socks. It was great. that was an interesting time.
I also went to Mr. Fisher's wedding. Funeral.
Funeral,
wedding,
well.
Funeral.
Okay.
Yes, I went to his funeral. God bless him. Yeah, Mr. Farquhar, remember him?
I was going to say, let me say a name that's going to scare you and me both, Malcolm Farquhar.
Yes, exactly, Malcolm Farquhar.
He's the guy
with
assistant principal with a paddle. I remember him.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, Malcolm.
Like mine.
Mr. Farquhar to you.
Back then. I remember.
Oh, that's too much history, I'll tell you.
That's better than mine in high school.
Yeah, man. What's the PE teacher?
One of the Howlers.
Mr. Howler.
There was a Howler there, and another, his brother was over at Austin High School.
Great.
Yeah,
nice great area. Memories.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks for ringing up, dude. Yeah.
Hey, Polk, last question.
Sure.
I remember after the high school games at Austin, there used to be a band. What was it? If I'm not mistaken, the Outlaws.
Yes. There was called the Outlaws. I think they turned into the Henchmen.
Oh, wow.
I think that's what happened. Somebody could correct me. And Rick Kern would know if he's out there.
He'll know that one for sure.
Carlos, great memories there. Thanks for ringing up, dude.
Great memories, really. All right, thanks a lot, guys.
All right, you take care. We'll see you again. We're going to take a break here, Bonnie. Don't go away. We're going to come back and talk about that staircase and play a clip from one of our videos. This will be an interesting history all by itself. Call us up if you need to, like Carlos did. That number would be
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
When asked, over 50% of iHeartRadio listeners said they plan to spend more at hardware or home improvement stores this summer. So visit iHeartAdBuilder.com to get your business advertised on radio and reach shoppers as they start their home improvement projects.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
iHeartRadio Earth knows small changes make a big difference for the environment. Did you know that keeping your tires even a single PSI lower than recommended means worse mileage and more trips to the pump? So do the environment and your wallet a favor and always check the tire pressure. Brought to you by iHeartRadio Earth and the National Environmental Education Foundation. To find more tips on smarter, sustainable living or to take action in your own community, go to iHeartRadio.com/earth.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on. And now, you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-603-5676. 800-603-5676. That's 800-603-5676. Paid for by debt.com.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Just want to underscore one of our sponsors is Patrick Tuttle, Legacy Real Estate Services. Excellent realtor, and he's got stuff also for rent. He'll sell you stuff. He'll rent you stuff.
That's
588-1850. Right. And you got Mission Del Rey.
Yeah, don't forget about, you can order on missiondelrey.com, and you can get your merchandise there. And you can also get that history coupon today to get $20 off. And you can check out they got a pretty extensive online catalog. I mean,
they've doubled
the didgeridoo. I mean, how a didgeridoo?
They doubled their office space there, their show space. So call them up and check it out. We'll get the phone number for you. In the meantime, we've got Bonnie Waters on the phone here talking about the wigwam. And I see Vincent Sanchez is talking to us on Facebook, listening from Brown Acres.
Yes, Brown Acres.
I think that used to take off on Green Acres.
No, it's his very own.
It's him. And he did. He says he did some Old West reenactments outside of the wigwam. Bonnie, let me tell you, you know about that, don't you? The stuff that went on down there?
In fact, Melissa was a part of that for a little bit, I believe.
They did
a reenactment of the Dallas Studenmeyer shootout.
Well, here it comes. Well, now, Studenmeyer was a block away at the big hotel. Here's the one. Yeah. We're going to do an audio clip here. It's a recreation of George Scarborough, the fatal shooting of Constable John Selman. And that was in the alley next to the wigwam. This was performed at the exact spot by Six Guns and Shady Ladies for Leon Metz and the members of the Western Outlaws and Lawmen History Association. They were here for a convention, and that was an amazing event. Here's the clip.
At the alleyway right off of San Antonio Street, and this is the original building of the old Wigwam Saloon, one of the top five saloons in El Paso. John Wesley Hardin at one time owned a half interest in this saloon. You did your drinking downstairs, which was legal, and your gambling upstairs, which at that time was illegal, and there was a stairway coming down into the alley. And John Selman, who had slain John Wesley Hardin, he has gone on trial. It's a hung jury. He is waiting to be retried again. And he is on Easter Sunday, 1896. He's doing what all gunfighters do. He's getting roaring drunk. It's late at night. John Selman comes down the stairway into the alley. And who does he encounter but Deputy United States Marshal George Scarborough? Well, John Selman has a young son, John Selman Jr., who's in jail over in Juarez. And Selman asked Scarborough for some assistance in getting his son out of the Juarez prison. Scarborough refuses. The two men argue. As a result, Scarborough puts four bullets in John Selman, and he died that afternoon on the operating table at Sisters Hospital, which is today called Hotel Du.
Come on, go with me. Let's go. I'm gonna get John Jr.
What do I want to do?
Hey, what's going on?
That was a reenactment by Six Guns and Shady Bernie.
Shady Bernie. No, actually, that was Shady Members.
Oh, yeah. Bernie was actually not in that one, but I just like to call Shady Bernie.
Yes, he is pretty shady.
He's pretty shady. But that happened right there in that alleyway. Now, Bonnie, that alleyway's still there. They've torn up everything on the other side of it.
And the staircase is still there, too, isn't it?
Well, she said it was in the basement.
No, but I meant the staircase is also right by there. There was some other things that went on with that. I apologize. That's another story.
Where's Bonnie?
I'm here.
Oh,
I'm
there
here.
You are.
I'm listening.
No, but it,
I love listening to that. Yeah, the staircase that they're talking about for Selman's murder was from upstairs where the card games and the brothel rooms were in the back, and he came down those stairs. The other stairs I was talking about are in actually from the alley into the basement.
The basement, okay. Yeah. So they could access the building from outside. But as you heard Leon Metz talk about that, Leon was so good to talk to about all these gunfights. He lived for that stuff. But he also was talking about how it's typical for being a roaring drunk on Easter morning. You know, good God. I mean, El Paso was a wild and nutty place at the time. And I warned you, that's a little graphic there on that video. Second hour, we got another clip coming because we have Beulah coming in here. And she is the girlfriend of John Wesley Hardin. And she'll be actually talking to us. Her real name is Patricia Kidney, but we don't want to call her that.
The Queen of the West.
Queen of the West.
Queen of the West.
One of those shady women who's, what does she call, how does she phrase that?
Oh, the shady lady storytellers.
Shady lady. And also she... Those Wild Women of the West. She has a better
She does a great program. Well, that's her program, is the Shady Ladies Storytellers, where she tells all those great stories.
It's got all kinds.
We'll talk about that.
She's our second hour guest. Well, the wigwam history there, Bonnie Juarez, is all kinds of history there. What, as you walk in the room, there's one that's just an exhibit of Hardin, isn't it?
Yes, we have Hardin there. He's in our gunfighters, but we have Selman, we have Hardin, we have Dallas Studenmeier. And we have Pat Garrett, because Patrick Garrett also lived here and worked here for a couple of years. And he, you know, we were talking about how we tear down buildings. Some of the buildings that were torn down a couple of years ago, a little bit farther east on San Antonio, there was a meat market. And Pat Garrett got into a fight with one of his coworkers, a fist fight out from the sidewalk right in front of that meat market. So, you know, if we don't know those stories and we tear things down, it's gone.
Is that still a vacant lot down there?
Yes, it is still a vacant lot.
What a smart move to do nothing like that. Oh, my God. I think after that, I think the building owners in downtown sort of figured it out. Not only can they renovate an old building and make a lot out of it, they can actually make some money out of it. But they can also preserve the history. And,
yeah, it's called heritage tourism, and many cities bank off of it, and we don't so much. But
I think that's kind of stopped. I hope so, because if there's any other, there's no reason to tear down the old building. Just renovate them, and you can make some money on the tax credits, if nothing else. We've got some of the county people coming in a couple of weeks to talk about that specifically and how they're doing economic development on that. Bonnie Juarez, stay there for a second. We're going to take one more break. Somebody should call us up if they have a question about any of this stuff. And what is that number?
915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
President Trump is fighting back, but he needs fair and honest media. That's why millions are tuning into Newsmax TV. You can, too, and see Newsmax's great shows like Greg Kelly Reports. Every weekday night, Greg Kelly rips the media's hypocrisy. Don't miss Greg Kelly Reports tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, watch Sean Spicer's new show with the best insider info from the White House. And this week, Newsmax talks with David Horowitz, the author of the number one bestseller, Blitz, the book that exposes the billionaires trying to stop Trump. Plus, see Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Steve Bannon, and more. Everyone is talking about Newsmax TV. Find out why. Watch Newsmax on DirecTV 349, Xfinity 1515, Dish 216, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, MediaCom, WOW, and more. Or just check your cable guide. Newsmax TV is now America's fastest growing cable news channel. Watch it today, because it's real news for real people.
ALS doesn't stop for COVID-19, and neither should you. Register for the 20th annual New Mexico Walk to Defeat ALS. This year, it'll be a little different. As part of the ALS virtual walk, you can walk, run, skateboard, or bike in or outside for a 5K or 1 mile your way. Take to your local trails or neighborhoods September 27th to walk to unlock ALS. Register at web.alsa.org/New Mexico Walk.
If finding a high-impact hire is a serious goal for your business, use Indeed. Their flexible payment options mean better bang for your buck with no long-term contracts. Indeed will even give you a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post at Indeed.com/high-impact. Terms and conditions apply.
iHeartRadio is the number one choice for music, radio, and podcasts, all in one. No one makes it easier to hear everything you love in one free app.
I'm so done with using a bunch of apps.
iHeart has it all.
All right there together in one place.
Radio.
Podcasts.
Got all the music.
I think that's my favorite thing.
You get it all on the app.
No other app gives you the all-in-one experience.
All free.
If you're not one of the tens of millions who have the app, download iHeartRadio for free today and start listening.
iHeartRadio.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
I want to thank the guy in the control room, Andrew J. Polk. Appreciate what you do to help us on our radio show here. He has a radio program 9 to 10 a.m. every Saturday morning ahead of us. Check it out, because it's called Talk El Paso, and Andrew knows how to do that. I remember when you first started talking. In fact, you always were talking, I believe. And there he is again. Again, they're paying you for it this time. Cool. Hey, we've had 7,336 people engaged looking at the promo on Facebook. 7,336 individual people on Facebook. That's a whole lot of people there. And we got Kiki on hold. What do you got? You got a MacGuffin thing?
Well, yeah, I want to mention, we not talked about them in a while, MacGuffin Home State Historic Site. A great place to go visit. They are open for tours by reservation from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesdays through Sundays. So give them a call out there at 533-5147. And they also have a Facebook page, so check it out. They're the only house museum in El Paso, and it's a Texas historic site.
Bonnie Waters, what's that phone number again and your website? I think people should contact you.
Area code 915-274-9531. And it's the Paso del Norte Paranormal Society or ghost915.org.
Okay. Get a hold of those people down there if you want to see that museum. It's great stuff. Now, we need to talk to Kiki. I want to know, is that your restaurant up there on Piedras?
No.
No, it is not. I wish it was.
Yeah, wouldn't it be
not.
Cool?
I think I was here before that restaurant was.
I think so.
It's been around. So what's new with you? What's on your mind?
Well, I was remembering that I graduated from El Paso High in 1952.
Okay.
And I guess when I was younger, we used to go to the Wigwam to see the movies.
Oh, yeah.
And I like to see that, well, we'd see the movies because they had the serials, the Lone Ranger, and I don't know who else. And they would always suck you in by showing you a little bit of next week's show.
And sometimes
you'd have to come back to see it.
Sometimes they had a color Roadrunner cartoon. Look out, man. That's big stuff.
And then also across the alley to the west, there was a store there called the Desert Art Shop that sold paintings and things. And it belonged to a gentleman named Flores, who I think was from Sunset Heights, but he had a house there on Mesa Street by, I guess it was Nevada, two-story yellow brick house that's still there.
Okay.
And yeah, his name was Flores. But anyway, I was just thinking about those places, and I knew the people at the Coney Island also, and
It
just brought back some memories, and I just wanted to comment and say hi.
Thank you very much. Good to talk to you. You take it easy. Kiki Bustamante, appreciate you ringing up. Bonnie, we got about 4 minutes here left. The history of that location, the Wigwam, is something people should know, and we should thank whoever, a lot of people, I guess, including your current owner, for keeping that building there.
Yes, Philip Kim is the owner of the building. I hope he doesn't mind me saying that, but he has been more than patient and, and understanding with us, and no props to him for doing what he does as well. And I do have to say, I believe one of our ghosts in residence might be John Selman.
Oh, my.
Because through EVP sessions and things that we do, we have gotten the name John. Now, that's a very common name, but we like to think that it's him.
Is it associated with the sidewalk?
Well, actually, down in the basement and in the alley is where we have encountered that name. Someone, a male who's by the name of John.
It was a little spooky. I shot the video when Six Guns did their reenactment, and I wasn't really sure what I was looking at because I didn't know the history like they did. And it just went on like, oh, my God, that happened right here. And so there's a lot of that location history still around El Paso.
Yes, it's right there, like where Dallas Studenmeyer was shot and killed, did the 4 dead in 5 seconds. That's where we will stand, right on that spot as much as we can. Where Ponce's Rancho was, where, you know, the White House and the Plaza Theater are, we stand right on that spot. So that history is still there. It's still alive. We just have to hear it and listen to it and learn about it.
So when
we do our Chinatown tour, we go to the spots where some of the opium dens were, where the buildings were.
Where's Chinatown? So where's Chinatown?
Chinatown basically was from Mills on Oregon down all the way to Paisano. That was where most of Chinatown was on Oregon. Now, they had laundries all over the place. In fact, there's one in Duranguito that's the last standing Chinese laundry building, and it is on the chopping block for an arena. And I'm going to stand on my soapbox. It's like, come on, guys, don't tear it down.
Well, there's a lot
it's
of history.
The last one that we have.
There's a lot of history all over the place down there, and it'd be good to save what we could. The thing about the history of the Chinese, they had the largest settlement of Chinese, I think, pretty much anywhere outside San Francisco.
We had the largest Chinatown in Texas.
They were the railroad workers that got sort of like dumped out when the trains met somewhere down near Van Horn or somewhere. The two trains built to each other all said, okay, no more work. So they dumped them all into Mexico, and then a bunch of them showed up in El Paso. And
they were in Silver City, and then Silver City kicked them out. But a lot of them came east because they were subjected to discrimination as well. So they said, we're going to get out of here and let's go work on the railroad. And that's why many of them left the West Coast.
I believe also in the punitive expedition, or even maybe before that, General Pershing brought a whole bunch of Chinese out of Mexico because they were being persecuted.
I think it's up to 500 that came back with him.
And that may have been.
And they settled in San Antonio.
And that may have been sort of the core of what happened to become Chinatown. Someday we'll get a Chinese expert in here on El Paso History Chinese. Be interesting to hear what that was all about. So,
and in Concordia, we actually have the only Chinese cemetery in the state as well.
Yeah, it's a special walled-in thing there, and there they are. Bonnie, thank you very much, Bonnie Horace, for joining us. And everybody, ring her up or go to ghost915.org.
Check them out. Yeah, get down there. Go for a private tour of the museum.
Bonnie, thanks a lot. We'll see you in the streets of downtown El Paso. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. Tell Beulah I said hi.
Will do.
We will.
Take
care.
She's next hour, by the way. We'll stick around and deal with Beulah next hour. Yes. Thanks a lot. We'll see you again next hour.
Next hour.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita, and by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690, KTSM, El Paso.